The Springfield Central Cultural District is an area of the city's downtown that is home to museums, live performance venues, art galleries, and historic buildings. It is the 19th cultural district recognized by the state, a designation not easy to come by, according to Anita Walker, executive director of the State Cultural Council.
And we also have the bar set in a place so if a visitor goes to any cultural district in Massachusetts, they're not disappointed. Because if a person is disappointed in one, they're less likely to visit the others.
Walker says there is a rigorous application process to be selected as a cultural district. Springfield filed a written application last summer. Representatives of the Cultural Council then conducted a site visit. Walker said the visit revealed what she called amazing aspects to the proposed cultural district, including a lot of public art.
The cultural district is a program that really gives communities a platform and a framework in which to build a vibrant and exciting cultural life.
The size of the cultural district was reduced from what advocates initially proposed. The district does not include the Springfield Armory and Springfield Technical Community College, two sites that were part of the original application. Officials said the district, as originally proposed, was too big an area to comfortably walk. The cultural district designation does not come with any direct state funding, but it will be part of state tourism promotions, and there will be technical support provided by the Cultural Council.
We do have some initiatives up at the State House we're looking for this year. We'd like to see sales tax exemptions for cultural products sold within districts. Our next door neighbor, Rhode Island, has that program. Louisiana does, and it's been successful elsewhere. So we're looking at some other tools to bring to the fore for our cultural districts.
Advocates for the cultural district in Springfield believe that in addition to attracting more visitors to the city, the designation will also focus attention on the city's rich history and help to preserve that history, according to Bob McCarroll, a member of Springfield Preservation Trust.
It doesn't necessarily generate the dollars to do it, but if all of a sudden people are more appreciative to the buildings, it will perhaps bode better for their sensitive renovation as opposed to their neglect or demolition.
Evan Plotkin, who heads a company that owns and manages several commercial buildings in downtown Springfield, believes the cultural district will encourage more people to live in downtown Springfield, which would in turn provide a lift for retailers and restaurants.
This district is just going to be a game changer for Springfield.
Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno, at a recent ceremony marking the launch of the cultural district, thanked volunteers who had worked to obtain the state designation.
This is a big deal. City of Springfield being put on the map, and when you look at the district and all the improvements that have been made, but what we have to offer for culture, the arts, our accredited museums, the entertainment venues that we have.
The name for the cultural district was chosen by a poll of readers of MassLive.com from a list of six suggestions. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.